Who's first?
Coach, do you have any update on Todd Davis and what's going on with
him? Todd Davis, it's the same sprained shoulder. He won't play Thursday. Okay. His timeline, it's day to day. You know, it's more precautionary for Todd than it is a concern, but he won't play Thursday.
Do you expect him to play at all in the preseason?
Probably some. You know, I'm not sure. You know, it depends how he progresses.
Mm-hmm. Any idea how you reached the first-term defense in the preseason game in terms of playing time with those guys?
We're going to play those guys probably max three series. You know, it depends how it goes. You know, we go out there and have a dominant series. They may play one. You know, we have a so-so series the first and a better series the second series. They may only play two, but three max the first week.
And that would include Vaughn?
That would include Vaughn at this point, yes.
Have you mapped out what you're going to do with the running backs in this first game as far as reps, CJ going into the manager?
Yeah, CJ, I mean, he'll be along with the first team guys. You know, max three series, no more than three series. And after that, with Ridley and D'Angelo and Thompson, I mean, it's gonna. The rest of the game, they're gonna be up. You know, it's only four guys playing. Jamal Charles won't play this week, so we've got four backs active. And once CJ's down, he's down for the game. And those three guys should finish the game for us.
Did you have Jamal take a lot of snaps today?
Yeah.
Just kind of to see where he is.
Absolutely. You know, we want to stay with the plan with Jamal, obviously, and just give him more and more reps as we go along. You know, being inside with the turf day. We didn't want him on the turf that much, you know, with his history. So, back on the grass today. So we gave him more reps, but he won't play Thursday.
Do you know what the offensive line's going to look like?
The offensive line, as far as who's playing where.
In the first
well, we've got Bowles as a left tackle. We've got Max as the left guard. Matt Paradis won't play this week, so McGovern will be the starting center. The right guard will be Leary. He's back. He's fine. He's playing. And the right tackle is Menelik Watson, so he's back. So, yeah, so our line's intact for the most part.
Going down the depth chart a little bit, you've got a lot of undrafted rookie safeties, Thomas, Barnett, Carter,
yeah,
et cetera. What are you hoping to see from them? Maybe see some separation as those guys kind of battle for something on the back end of the roster,
yeah,
the practice.
Well, we're hoping for a couple of things from those guys. You know, obviously being a safety, just doing things right, you know, and doing your job and making calls and not making critical error. Along those lines for those guys, as backup safeties in this league, you got to be great on teams. You know, so I'm looking for those guys to play great for Brock. And obviously when they play on defense, to play solid and make plays and tackle well and not make the critical error.
Have those guys caught your eye so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great group. You know, I know, you know, Joe Woods has said it four or five times. This is a great group of safeties overall. You know, we got great depth there. I mean, we got some young guys who can make our football team from that free agent standpoint. So, yeah, we're excited about those guys. They're all different, but they're all smart and tough and engaged guys. And, you know, it's been fun to watch them in practice.
At this time, how would you gauge the energy of your team, and do they feel amped up to go against somebody else finally?
Yes. You know, today's practice started a little slow. It was different mindset. You know, we were more in the game tempo. We're in helmets for the first time all year. It was on cards. You know, so the mindset kind of shifted, but we stopped it and started it over and got back to our mindset. You know, so I don't want our mindset to change, you know, during game week. I want the same intensity, the same effort, and the same response when we're playing.
You said that Trevor played more than a typical preseason, the first group. Is that, you've mentioned three series, is that a quarter?
No, we're going to play those guys, you know, for the quarterbacks, you know, probably a quarter and a half max, you know, with those two guys. You know,
each get a quarter.
Each get a quarter and a half, you know, no more than a quarter and a half, probably a quarter, depends on you know, how the game's going. You know, the average plays per quarter in preseason are 15 to 16 plays. So, you know, we want to get those guys probably a little bit more than that,
okay,
you know, so we can have a fair evaluation there. But max a quarter and a half.
Even though it's quote-unquote just preseason, do you mm-hmm. feel any extra excitement, juice, as you'd say, for this first game head coach?
I do. I mean, for myself, yes. But, you know, just to see our team and to see our young kids play and to see the quarterbacks play, you know, it's a huge, huge game for a lot of people on this football team, including myself.
The running backs in general, they seem pretty deep back there. Mm-hmm. Is that one area of the offense where you feel like you guys have made the most improvements?
At running back, I would say yes, you know, yeah, sort of. And I would say offensive line. Mm-hmm. in offensive line, I mean, you know, we added those two or three guys in free agency in the draft, and it's a different look. You know, I wasn't here last year. I couldn't speak on that. But from what I watch on film and what I see now, it's a different attitude. So, in my opinion, it's the offensive line that's made the most improvement. Now, running back-wise, adding Jamal Charles and adding a guy like Ridley, that obviously makes you better. It makes the competition, you know, tough in that room. But offensive line-wise, I mean, we've made big jumps there.
Coach, how long does it take for you to evaluate a player? Whether it's a certain amount of training camp practices or preseason games, how long until you know what you think you have to play?
I think it takes the off season. It takes the weight room. It takes the classroom. It takes the walkthroughs, you know, along with OTAs and training camp and the games. You know, that's the entire process. That's why we do it. You know, and you know, some guys change when the lights come on. You know, and some guys are more engaged off the field than on the field. You know, I mean, I've been around very, very smart guys off the field. On the field, they had no instinct. So I think the entire evaluation is based on everything we do with the players.
You could have a lot of the same starters offensively for a team that struggled, but the big change is up front.
Yeah.
Is that a reflection of confidence in those guys and the scheme on how this team can jumpstart?
Well, I think the you know, adding personnel, you know, I mean, it's a player-driven league, you know, so adding Watson and Leary and obviously adding Bowles and adding Barber and McGovern taking a big step forward, and you know, Billy Turner was a addition last year. You know, we didn't know much about him last year, but I was with him in Miami, so I knew more about the guy than Kuhl probably did. But I think it's personnel driven along with coaching. You know, I mean, Jeff Davison's a hell of a coach. He played in the league, so he gets the attitude part of playing offense line in this league, and he's coaching that, and you know, it's not false, it's real. You know, it's a tough, nasty group.
How's Corey looked working for
I'm sorry, say again?
Corey Nelson working for Todd Davis. How's he looking?
Corey, you know, Corey is on the lines with Roby. You know, he's our third inside linebacker, our starting dime player and sub, and in my opinion, Corey is a starter. You know, on most teams, Corey would be a starter. So, you know, if he had to play for us, I would have no problem with Corey being a starter for us. But, you know, he's got a huge role for us on defense. And obviously for Brock, I mean, he's a full core player for Brock. So he's a valuable part of our team.
Coach, talk about your approach to the first preseason game. I've never seen a couple of days before where you're going against a scout team already with the first preseason game. Is that
right.
New for you, or is that something that you've been a part of before?
Well, it's new for me being a head coach, but you know, my thought process is this. You know, we've had great camp, you know, training camp practices, okay? If you want the guys to play their best on Thursday, you can't put them out there without having a game plan, some sort of game plan, okay? So I want to give them a chance to play well. You know, I've been around coaches who, you know, the first game in preseason, it went training camp up until the day before.
Right,
and you give the guys one day to prepare. I don't believe in that. You know, I want to give them a chance to play their best football. You know, so having a chance to see Chicago schemes 2 days, in my opinion, would help the guys play better. You know, and give them a chance to put their best foot forward. You know, and not let guys go out there and be surprised by something they hadn't seen and not play well. You know, so in my opinion, it's fair for the players to kind of dive into it a day before to give them a chance to play well.
So, what would you say to veteran players who think that this is a soft camp?
Soft camp, being that we are working with Chicago.
Well, I hear for guys like Brandon, it's just not the way it used to be, right?
No, it's not. It's not. It's different, you know. And when I was in camp, when he was in camp, it was totally different. But everyone's doing the same camp. Everyone's got one a days. Everyone's walking through in the afternoons.
So why is this better?
Why is
this style better?
This style better. Well, the CBA says it's better. It's not my call. It's not my call. It was voted on by the owners and players. That's what they chose to do. But if everyone's doing it, guess what? It's fair. You know, so if it's tough, it's not tough, everyone's doing the same camp. You know, and in my opinion, it's not bad at all. It's a long season, and to wear your players out doing training camp makes no sense. You know, we know what we have. It's different than when you played when I played, right? You know, we know who's going to be on the roster for the most part. You know, we're making 15 decisions. It's a different league. You know, we're coaching different. We're playing different. It's a different league.
There's been coaches who've said, well, we don't do much in preseason games because we don't want to give away too much of who
right.
you are. Are you going to give away too much of who
well,
you are?
Well, my opinion on that is this, okay? Preseason games, I want to give them enough to play well. Okay, I don't want to surprise players. But I don't want to rescue them with scheme either. I want to see on offense who can block, who can catch the ball, who can run with the ball. Okay, on defense, who can get off blocks, who can rush, who can cover. So I'm not going to rescue guys with scheme, okay? But I'm going to give them enough to play well. You know, it's the difference between putting players out there and not having them ready to play versus helping them with scheme. That's gonna happen against Green Bay week three. That's how we're simulated game week.
Last one, Arnie.
Where will you have your coordinators on in the booth, or where do you want on the sideline?
Mike's going to be on the sideline, so is Joe.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.